Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Prayer of let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. Elie Wiesel, when asked to describe his faith, used the adjective wounded. My tradition teaches that no heart is as whole as a broken heart, and I would say that no faith is as solid as a wounded faith. Another honest believer writes, "It's not as a child that I believe and confess Jesus Christ. My Hosanna is born of a furnace of doubt." This is an unusual place for a sermon to begin. Typical sermons urge us to have complete faith and trust in God and to turn away from doubt. But what these quotes tell us is that doubt is an essential part of faith. And if we are honest, we know that we go back and forth between moments of profound faith and moments of doubt. And yet the truth is that authentic, deep faith is built on doubt. And in the same way, one of the foundations for prayer is doubt as well. Let me explain. Once a man approached Jesus about curing his son who was afflicted with a demon. The man begged Jesus, "Please help him if you are able." Jesus responded, "If I am able, all things can be done for the one who believes." And the man replied, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Flannery O'Connor was referring to this story when she wrote, "It is the most natural and most human and most agonizing prayer in the Gospels. And I think it is the foundation prayer of faith." When we come to God in prayer, we come bearing our doubt as well as our belief. They both make up who we are. And if we're going to come to God authentically in prayer, we bring our whole selves, including our doubts. And I think we have a God who is big enough to receive our doubt in love. God isn't going to banish us or forsake us because of doubt. Rather, God receives us as we are, both trusting and doubting, and we are welcomed in God's arms and brought to new faith. Philip Yancey writes, "Doubt is the skeleton in the closet of faith, and I know no better way to treat a skeleton than to bring it into the open and expose it for what it is. Not something to hide or fear, but a hard structure on which living tissue may grow." You see, our doubts become the very foundations on which new faith grows. Our doubts lead to new trust, deeper trust than we had before. God doesn't hide from our doubts. God transforms them. When we come to God in prayer, our doubts come with us. The poet John Donne wrote, "Churches are best for prayer that have the least light." In other words, where there is room to ponder the awesome mystery of God, where we don't have pat answers, where we can explore and find God finding us in countless new ways. That kind of mystery and discovery is a kind of conversation with God. It's honest. It's open. It's prayer. The psalmist knew this too. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. You see, that psalmist was acknowledging that God knows our struggles and our fears. Just as much, God knows our doubts as well. And in those dark places, God reaches to us and finds us. God is with us, and God is comforting us and transforming our doubt into trust. Yancey concludes by writing, "Prayer allows a place for me to bring my doubts and complaints, in some my ignorance, and subject them to the blinding light of a reality I cannot comprehend, but I can haltingly learn to trust." Prayer is personal, and my doubts take on a different cast as I get to know the person to whom I bring them. What a friend we have in Jesus, the hymn goes, winding up with the phrase, "What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer, even our doubts, all we are." In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us.